I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Look to the autocrats. See you've gone and never come back. The summer turned bad in a flash. It's not my place to bring it all back, and it's not my main goal to fit in here. It's not my home, so I let it go and just walk away. Not the same. It's not the same.
To the show, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show, rainy day in Vancouver. And stick around because we have MG Graveyard is in the house. Well, half of them at least.
Yeah, half of us. Thanks for having us, Oswaldo.
No problem. So we have Jess and Jeff here, Obi. So we're gonna play some tunes. We have some amazing music as well. So stick around. This is the morning after show. My name is still Oswaldo Perez.
All things go. Drove to Chicago. All things know. We sold our clothes to the sea. I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind. I made a lot of mistakes. In my mind. You can
March 2nd to the 23rd, the 2013 Vancouver International Dance Festival invites you to experience the kinetic simulation of contemporary dance. Delivered to you on stages throughout Vancouver by outstanding dance artists from New Zealand, Denmark, Switzerland, Zimbabwe, Mexico, Malaysia, Korea, Montreal, and Vancouver. Information and tickets are available online at www.vidf.ca. or through our box office at 604-662-4966.
I'm Ryan Beal.
And I'm Kevin Lee.
The ShitArborDid.com comedians are coming to your campus. It's like the website, but in real life.
Come see the Sunday Service, who was recently named Canada's best improv group.
Guess what? The show was hosted by Graham Clark of Stop Podcasting Yourself, awarded Canada's best podcast.
The comedy show will be followed by presentations by Brigitte Depape,
the Senate Rogue Page, and founder of ShitArborDid.com, Sean Devlin.
It'll be coming to UBC on March 18th at 6:30 p.m.
Entry by donation at the North Theater.
The event is sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM. And Sean Devlin, founder of ShitHarborDid.com, will personally be doing a push-up for $1. If you pay him $100, he'll do 100 push-ups at every event. So come.
Learn.
In my pants.
Laugh.
In my pants.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM, the morning after show. We have MG Graveyard here in the house because they're going to have a show this Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So we have them here, and they're also doing a little documentary, so it's pretty cool. We have a camera here on the station. Hey guys, how are you?
Great.
Doing good.
Yeah, surviving the rain.
Yeah, it's pretty wet out there.
But hey, that's Vancouver for you. Get kind of used to it. We're gonna play a song here for you. We got a couple acoustics. This song is called "Bird on a Wire."
Awesome.
See yellow
eyes see the dark in the silence of the night. It's pitch black, filled with endless sights. Well, last time I saw her, she was like a bird on a. Last time I saw her, was like a bird on a wire. So light your fire and stand tall. Drink the new wine, baby, don't you fall. And balance higher. Last time I saw her, she was like a bird on a. Last time I saw her, was like a bird on a wire.
Cool.
That was fun. Get a little warm up to the day. Start to our morning.
Yeah. Is that a new song?
It's a pretty new one. We don't have it recorded or anything yet, so it is pretty new in the last, like, 3 months or what?
Yeah. Give or take.
Cool. Yeah, these guys have an EP called MG Graveyard with a graveyard of cars there in the cover. Five songs. We heard the first one, Hangman's Graveyard.
Hangman's Graveyard.
And before that, we started the show actually with a band called Palaxy Tracks from the album Cedarland. The song was The Awful Truth. And after that, we heard Vetusta Morla with Christina Rosenbeach with the song Chicago. So that was the first couple of songs. And what was the name of this song that you play? Bird on a Wire?
That was called Bird on a Wire. I think Opie was inspired by a trip to the art gallery and saw a particular painting that inspired him to write that song. I had written the actual music, the riff, guitar part to it a long time ago, and then it just sort of fell into place that his lyrics worked with my guitar, and That's how that song came about.
It was a whole different song when we first had that riff. All the lyrics were different, and then just one, like you said, one trip to the art gallery. It was during the surreal exhibit, and I saw a bird on a wire in a painting, and just kind of went off the feel of the painting.
Cool. Yeah. So that's how you guys write songs, more or less, or is different
it
every time?
It changes every time.
From anything from like a life experience to maybe something you see to sometimes it's actually like, well, a lot of times we'll write the guitar and the music first and the lyrics will come later, and it's more of like just like a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bunch of new songs that are like that, where it's the guitar is coming first and then the lyrics are coming second.
Cool. Yeah, these guys are going to be performing this Saturday at the British Exhibitionist Association with a a couple of bands there. Gavin Sullivan is going to be presenting his, I guess, EP or a single. And also there's a band called Spanking the Thunder, which is
interesting name.
Or Spank the Thunder, actually.
Now I'm excited to hear their sound.
Yeah,
sounds
it's
like a rock band, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's their first gig ever. So
oh, awesome.
Yeah. It's Lisa DiFonso, who's also a musician with other projects. And there's Jiffy, also, who has another band called Anything But. So, yeah, it's pretty cool guys. Another three other guys there. So, yeah, it's gonna be rocking. So that's happening this Saturday at the British Exhibition Association. And yeah, so excited for that show.
Yeah, we're excited to play it, meet all the other musicians, and just have a fun time like we always do at the British Ex Servicemen Society.
It's always good time. Can't say no to $2 beers and free pool tables, all your friends there.
Yeah, it's cool. Last time you guys played there, it was like a couple of encores. People were dancing, and they were like, play more.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us get off stage.
We had about 4 or 5 encores at that show. So.
Yeah, it was cool until Maria, the bartender, said, gotta go, everybody.
Yeah. We're also playing tomorrow night at the Backstage Lounge with June Clement and Dose for Dose, who also played the Brit X a while back with us. That's going to be a chill show. I think it's $8 at the door. Starts around 9 o'clock, Backstage Lounge tomorrow night.
Cool. And then April 20th, no? We're organizing a 420 festival
party.
There.
Yeah. Bunch of bands for that one. We've got Maxwell Blacks, really good rock band, similar style to us. We've got Downstairs Mix Up and Floppy Disc. They're kind of a sort of a punky ska type of thing happening.
Oh yeah, cool.
And then we also got Quit the City, another awesome Vancouver band.
Yeah, more psychedelic,
good lineup of rock bands for a 420 show at the Brit X.
Cool. Yeah, so exciting. What about CDs? You have plans to record more?
Yeah, the plans are in the making. We're just working on playing some shows, getting some money together so we can get the equipment, and we're just going to start producing our own album is I think what we've come down with.
Yeah, at least like we'd like to set up our studio so that we can record all of the guitar and bass and stuff, and then maybe we only need to go into a recording studio for vocals and drums, something like that. But probably looking towards doing a full album towards the summer, or maybe being released next fall.
We'll just
sort of watch out for that.
Just keep working on it, and we'll just plug away throughout the summer, and hopefully we'll have it out near the end of it.
Yeah, we definitely have enough songs now to build
a
few albums, so we can pick and choose and sort of set it up so we have one album, then we can have another album, you know, maybe a year after or something like that.
Cool.
We really, really like to go on tour. So we're trying to branch out and get out into the rest of the Lower Mainland, other parts of BC. You know, I think touring is sort of the next step for us.
Awesome. Okay, let's listen to this song, no? It started really cool. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
the cheese for me to see and you to show, yeah.
So we heard a couple of songs here from MG Graveyard, Tika Tika, and On the Low, no?
Yeah. We were playing along to them in the studio here on our acoustics.
Huh?
Playing along to ourselves on our acoustics.
Cool. Well, do another song if you want to do another,
sure.
Another live song. And
sure, let's do Roadside.
Yeah. Another rock tune for you called Roadside.
Cool.
what's on my mind. Just yell to me and turn on page. Don't make me get down on my knees. So mad and ragged I came here for. I'm not just your musical home.
Awesome. So what was that song again?
That song's called Roadside.
Roadside.
Something about losing your soul to the devil at the crossroads.
Well, Robert Johnson inspired.
Cool. Okay, well, let's listen to our friends from the Stolen Organ Family Band. These guys have new stuff there. And they'll be doing a couple of shows, I think. So let's play that and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM, the morning after show. So that's the Stolen Organ Family Band with the band Blue Piano. They're playing this Friday, actually, at an art gallery, 144 East 6th Avenue. That's the Grops Gallery Collective. So, yeah, check them out. They're really cool, the Stolen Organ Family Band. And also this Friday, there's a couple of shows, but we're going to talk about one that is happening at Piat Hall, and that's on 843 Seymour Street in Vancouver. We have here on the phone, Ivan Tukakov. Hey, Ivan, kakosi.
How are you, kakosi ti?
Cool, so Ivan is an amazing musician. He's also a member of Tabula Rasa. And he's going to be doing a special show with a pianist, Oriana White. So you want to talk a little bit about what's happening on Friday?
Yes, absolutely. Oriana and I have started playing together about a year ago, and since then we've created this whole act called Vino and Forte that basically is a combination of classical piano, some of the compositions that she's played of, like, famous compositions and many of her own, combined with all the world fusion, Balkan flamenco and beyond, my own compositions, and one or two covers that I've been doing throughout the years. And it's created a really interesting blend, I must say. And we've done a couple of shows already, and they went fantastic, and this is our third one in a row, and it's at the Piat Hall, which is part of the VSO. It's this brand new state-of-the-art venue, so people can come and dress up really stylish and drink wine and see a really, really different thing.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, there's going to be like a wine reception, no, before the concert? Or?
Yeah.
And what time is the concert?
Well, so the doors will open at 7 with the wine reception, and the concert will start at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's been really nice because so far I've been mainly doing work in the domain of world music only, and in the last year I'd started doing arrangements for like string quartets and you know, more classical style arrangements, and that's when Oriana stepped in into the music scene with me, and since then I realized what a rich element classical music actually adds what I've already done, and Oriana does a fantastic job with it because she's classically trained and she's a great, great pianist.
Cool. Is she from Vancouver or where?
No, she's from a lot of different places. She's half British, half Japanese.
Okay.
And she has traveled the world, and in some ways her and I both come from not at all similar backgrounds, but the only similarity is that we both have lived different places and have experienced different cultures throughout our whole lives.
Okay. So
we both meet in this place where I've had my own experiences culturally and musically, and so does she. And the combination is something completely new.
Awesome. So you guys been playing for a while then? Or are you planning to record a CD or something? Or
we already did, actually.
Okay.
Yes, we did it in November. This project has been really catching us by surprise because we were not sure what was going to come out of it. We had been inspired. I was telling her about some of the different other styles that are similar to what we were doing. Like there's Bebo and Sigala, which is a Cuban pianist that did a thing with a flamenco singer.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of initially what inspired us. I'm like, hey, look, this is what some people are doing. And then when we saw, they were like, well, let's try playing. And then as soon as we started playing, all of a sudden we found ourselves just throwing in more and more songs and wanting to work on it, and within a few months we already had enough repertoire to fill more than just a concert. Then we went in, did a CD, and that's in place already. Yes.
Cool. Yeah, well, that looks like a very interesting concert, Vino and Forte, that's happening this Friday at the Piat Hall there on Seymour Street, and you said it's a new venue, no?
Yeah, it's brand new. I think we were pretty much the first people who did a concert there that was not associated with, because at VSO there's a lot of students who do their recitals and whatnot. We're one of the first people who started doing official concerts at this venue. It literally hadn't been used, and it's pretty well designed, and whoever designed it and worked on it did a pretty fantastic job. And for me, I'm really happy to have an avenue where I can be involved in a production that involves people coming in, sitting in, and then listening and watching a show that is where they can hear the intricacies of music. Because with Tambura Rasa, which is the act that I've been leading for years myself, I've always had two sides to it, which is more the dance component, the high-energy live dance component, and then the more sit-down one.
Okay.
And I find that finally Vino and Forte is an expression of where people can come to a theater type of show and just be able to listen to it like that. And then I'm still doing my Tambura Rasa productions. Like in April, we'll have a big dance show with Tambura Rasa.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, the audiences that like one thing can come to this, and the audiences that like the other one can come to the other.
Awesome. Cool. Well, good luck on the show.
Well, thank you. I would love to see people. I think we're going to have a full house.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks, Ivan.
Thank you as well, though.
Okay.
Have a great
day. Ciao.
Ciao.
Yeah, interesting, eh?
Sounds cool. I have no idea.
Sounds great.
Yeah, a lot of talent here in Vancouver. So that's another show that's happening this this Friday too. And we have another show happening also. Shin Laeka are going to be presenting their CD along with the Rain on the Sidewalk and Two Apple Tobacco at the British Ex-Servicemen Association also this Friday. We'll play some songs from them in a little bit, but we can do another song. You want to do another song?
Yeah, it's, we're going to do a real bluesy one here called Blue River. This is one of the, I think this is the second song that Obi and I ever wrote, and we wrote it back up in Sun Peaks, and that's where we met, through some snowboarding, and this is Blue River.
Go down the Blue River, riding in a blood train, headed towards a dark tunnel. Oh, there's no one left to blame. So bottles making me weary, can't believe you still love me. So time keeps passing by, and I keep standing still. Said, oh, there's no way to move till I get my fill. Well, bottles making me weary, can't believe you still love me. I feel a big chill. even with a mountain view. So what's it with the season blues? Yeah, bottom's making me weary. Can't believe you still love me. Bottles making me weary. Can't believe you still love me. Oh, bottles making me weary. Can't believe you still love me.
Yeah.
Cool. Little blues here for this
Rainy day.
Yeah. So what was the name again of the song?
Blue River.
Blue River. Blue River, blue rain, blue people.
Blues.
All blues. Yeah. Really cool. So, yeah, these guys are playing this Saturday at the British Exhibition Association along with Gavin O'Sullivan, which will be performing in today's show. Like John Prentice has a show on CASF at 6 p.m. So he says hello to you guys.
Hey,
also
John.
Listening,
hey,
John. There. Let's do shout outs, no?
Yeah,
the people who are listening.
Yeah, we want to thank definitely Oswaldo and Jordan from Van Music for helping us out a lot, and John Prentice as well does a lot of photography and video for us.
All the fans out there who, you know, support us along the way and keep coming out to our shows.
Definitely all the fans. Cody Taylor from Fiend Recordings, who did our EP for us.
Al Sutton from
Sutton Brothers and Almost Blue Studios in White Rock. Big help over there. And yeah, all the friends and family and anyone that's...
Yeah, hi Mom.
Again, also to Teshla and Mylan for renting out their place to us to make a mess of and be loud.
Cool. I know that Chapa is listening there. Nancy Quiroz also is listening there to the show. I don't know, some other people there listening to the morning after show. Okay, so let's play some of the bands that are going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. This song is really cool by The Rain on the Sidewalk. It's called Army Dreamers, and it's a Kate Bush cover, and it's a live take, so enjoy.
Dreamers.
great, and congratulations, it's a happy anniversary.
There you go, The Rain on the Sidewalk. Pretty cool band.
Yeah, it was funky.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be performing with Shinlaeka. I think that's the way they pronounce it. I don't know. It's a kind of new band, too, from Vancouver. So let's play a song from them. Cause they're really cool, too. Oh. And we'll be right back. This is called Shadows. Thank you. Cool. So yeah, it's a really cool song, Shadows by Shin Laika or something like that. So yeah, these guys are playing on Friday with Two Apple Tobacco, another crowd pleaser. Awesome band, eh? Two Apple Tobacco.
We love playing with Two Apple Tobacco. We play with them many times, and they're always super fun.
Super high fun. Energy.
Yeah.
And Dan always supports us and comes to our show, so we like to go to their shows.
Yeah,
too.
Dan is really avid concert goer. He goes to a lot of shows. So
yeah. Well, you got to kind of like corny. Be in the scene to make the scene too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one thing to be in a band, but you need to support other bands, and you need to, you know, get out there and go to these little shows, because I mean, sadly, we're losing those venues, like Waldorf, and like there's so many other good ones. Brickyard, the closed down, the Piccadilly,
Piccadilly Pub. Yeah, I remember that.
Just closed down.
Mooster Studios,
yeah. Mushrooms going under, and it's like, you know, like it's just.
Yeah, it's terrible. So people need to support more live music.
Local scene.
Yeah.
So let's play Two Apple Tobacco, no?
Yeah,
it's here.
Listen to these guys. This Friday, they're going to be performing at the British X.
Meanwhile, over the horizon, the Rough Riders are meeting in their corporate tower of doom.
We demonstrate that a greater percentage of total humans are buying our products. Despite operational downsizing to accommodate dwindling markets, with the help of inflation, we continue to manifest short-term profits while forecasting relative growth. Machine guns to the helicopters. We'll have some fun and head for Squinter's paradise. Thank you.
That was Two Apple Tobacco with the song Rough Riders. Yeah, pretty cool. Excited to see them again. I haven't seen them play for some last year.
Yeah, we're excited to be playing with them on May 24th at Lanaluz. Understand it's an art exhibit party with music, so that sounds like
yeah, it's going to be a really cool show. It's a book presentation, Gaia's Ghost by Stella Rene, slash art exhibition by Jenny Holland. Slash party with you guys and Topple Tobacco.
Slash, I think, is that not the May long weekend as well?
Yeah, maybe? May 24.
Probably, yeah.
Could be.
I don't know. That's going to be a cool show. And Stella and Tanya Gosnak, they're going to be performing a couple of songs too. So it's going to be a really cool show. Yeah. And so other shows that are happening. Well, today we have the open mic at... This place, Hashery, 3293 West 4th Avenue, Kitsilano, the corner of Blenheim.
Great musicians at that one.
Yeah, today I think Veronique from Lisa's Hotcakes is coming. Newcom Dice is a band that is going to be performing tonight as well. Mm-hmm. Mari Denison, he does all these covers. My friend Alex Cuevas also going to be doing some Latin stuff, so we always have good surprises there as well. It's an all ages venue because all ages also are hard to find, all ages shows. So
yeah, we were actually gonna play one out in Siri, but it got cancelled, so we have yet to play an all ages show.
We have a free show on April 12th on SFU campus for a little demonstration rally. You know, 420's coming up.
Cool. I believe it's their last day of class, and they're doing sort of like an environmental and awareness, as well as a cannabis rally. That's April 12th at SFU. I think it's like a daytime thing. Runs from 2 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, so we'll be playing a live set out in their courtyard that day. We have, again, tomorrow night, Backstage Lounge.
Saturday night.
And then Saturday night at the British X Servant.
British X. April 4th at the Railway. April 12th at SFU. And April 20th at the Brit X. Again, for the Rocky Picture Dope Show. That was Mitch's idea. Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah, that was going to be cool. Okay, so let's do another song. No, you guys are also filming for a little documentary.
We're gonna pick it up a little bit on this rainy day and play a little
happier,
our ska funk type stuff.
Cool.
Let's see inspiration found in the creation. When there's a devastation in another new world nation, so steal it round, bum 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 ba do wah, steal it round, da 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 ba day, steal it round, da 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 ba do wah, steal it round, bum ba day, steal it beep bum ba do wah, steal it round, da 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 day, steal it round, da ba da bum do wah, steal it round, bum ba day. Found hip hop, found the next state of punk rock, the era of jazz and blues. It's so through and through, so skill it rock, da 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 ba do wah, feel it rum bum 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 ba day, feel it rock, da 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 ba do wah, feel it rum bum ba day, skill it beep bop ba do wah, do wah, feel it rock, da 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 day, feel it rock, da ba da bum do wah, feel it rock, da ba day. Down to your heart. This is just the start. Oh, wait, I'll find the soul of a nation that's taking its toll. So still around, dump it up. Still around, bump it up. We are the MG graveyard now.
Yeah. MG graveyard. Hey, let's play some ads here.
Top skank Scotty Spanks butts. He skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude. He dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude,
boys
and girls.
Tonight.
It's not just this scene on the show on your radio.
Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Tuesday, March 19th at the Prop House Cafe, CITR presents Taking Turns Music, a local showcase that gives emerging talent an opportunity to share the stage with more established artists. For more information, please visit takingturns.ca.
Did you play Looking Into the Bottle yet?
No, we haven't played that.
Okay, well, Looking, we'll do that one.
Okay, let's do another song.
EP, first song we ever wrote.
Oh, yeah?
So we can talk about
back
it.
Up in the Sun Peaks mountain towns.
Looking to the Bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a song that Jeff and I wrote when we were in Sun Peaks. This is the first song that we ever wrote, and the sort of the history behind it is I met him on the ski slopes through a friend, and after a day of snowboarding, a little couple beers, we go back to his place for a hot tub and some more beers, and the guitars come out and we just started jamming. And at that time, Obi like wasn't really into the performing side of things, so I kind of said we're gonna write this song and then you're gonna come with me to the open mic next week at Bottoms. And that's how it all happened. Next week we played this song, Look Into the Bottle, at Bottoms up in Sun Peaks, and everybody loved it, and that was the beginning of MG Graveyard there.
At that time, I was afraid of my own voice. At least, luckily, that has changed by now.
So enough preamble.
Now we're
having fun. Here's Looking to the Bottle.
Cool.
Tch.
me that way. I've been like this since you left that day when I said hey. Oh hey, hey, hey. I've been like this since you left that day.
To the bottle.
Hey, thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah. Let's play this song by Chris Morai. Chris Morai, a ska legend, is coming to town again, so we're gonna have him next Tuesday, not today, but then next Tuesday, 19th of March, at this place Hatchery, doing a free show.
Oh, cool.
A very intimate
show at this place Hatchery. Furios, yeah. And
Heads and Heavy and the Bone Daddies. Yeah, you guys were
that
there.
Was
we were partying.
Really great. Yeah.
So he's coming back Tuesday 19 at this place Hatchery. So that's gonna be an amazing show. It's free, so check it out. So we're gonna put a song that Rod Matheson shot at the washroom of the rickshaw. So that was really cool too. It was like a little private thing, and we were like four people, and he was playing there in the washroom. So I'm gonna play that song. It's called A Little Bit of Love.
Day, we're on our way, step by step, just moving forward down the road that lies ahead. Where we're going, we don't know. It's time to go. Our bands. And here's what we bring.
a little bit of heart, cause we're gonna make a start, and a little bit of soul, cause now we're on a roll. Yes, a little bit of love, uh-huh, goes a long, long way. Tell me why, when I look around me, what I see is everybody just living for themselves, chasing the almighty dollar, dollar bill. And I know they will kill a man and think they've made a profit, stealing from their brothers, they're just stealing from themselves, like they don't know. In this thing together, in this thing together now, it is world together and a little bit of heart. We say we're gonna make a start and a little bit of soul. We say now we're on a roll. Yes, a little bit of love, uh-huh, goes a long, long way. Is it too much to ask for? Is it too much to dream? Too much of fantasy? Everybody will take care of one another. Only one way to see, and that's if we get together. If we get together now, if we get together, so can we get together with a little bit of heart? Say we're gonna make a start and a little bit of soul. Say now we're on a roll. Yes, a little bit of love, uh-huh, goes a long, long way. Goes a long, long way.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Chris Murray with his track A Little Bit of Love. Now it is time for my show, Mantis Cabinet. And we're going to start it off with this band. Again, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but Soul Craggy. They're from Australia. This is off their album Are You My Brother? The track Hunter.